At once, Sam's pupils contracted with a sting as the flashlight reflected off the sudden silver liquid. It shifted to jade, then to amber, then to lapis lazuli, then to citrine. Then to sunstone, then larimar, then kyanite, then ametrine. Then topaz, then nephrite, then aventurin, then tourmaline. In a span of seconds, the bottom inches of the well filled with the substance. Sam stared out over the clearing and tried to blink away the green and purple spots floating in his vision. Swirling blotch of tint. Keeps getting brighter. He gritted his teeth as he cranked the rusted handle. He kinked his neck to keep his ear flush to his shoulder, as the awful metal screech seemed to peel back the marrow in his bones like a craftsman's plane. One hand held steadfast against the opposing force as he reached with the other and grabbed the bucket. As I write these words, the emblazoning hues variegate and elude all physical description. Its colors are nearest to gemstones. Unfortunately, I've already stated the handful I know. I suspect the substance is alive, but biology is a blind spot in my vast knowledge. The colors shift from one to the next, an infinite multitude, pulsing the glow of a lightning bug's thorax, beaming a never-repeating pattern of ever-brightening hues. I have yet to see it repeat the same color twice, and yet each color it shines remains forever embedded in the unfading composite. And this visual phenomenon is only a fraction of the sensory experience. The substance stains one's nervous system in pleasure. It rinses all sense of time in a warm bath of symphonies. It instills a cloying shock of sweet and savory that travels from the surface of the eye to the tips of the toes, and then through time and back again in a hopscotch of tickling pins and needles. It giveth like God. It taketh like bacteria. Sam named it the tint. Sam poked it, and it latched to his fingertip like napalm and seared off the skin. He scraped the tint off in the grass. It reformed on the ground into gelatinous droplets, obstinate to waste itself in the dirt.